Amen. I want you to hear the word of the Lord tonight as I read from the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 11. I'll begin reading in verse 23 where Paul is saying to the church at Corinth, "For I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus in the night in which he was betrayed took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, 'This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me.' In the same way, he took the cup also after supper, saying, 'This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. Therefore, whoever eats of the bread or drinks the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner shall be guilty of the body and the blood of the Lord. But a man must examine himself, and in so doing he is to eat of the bread and drink of the cup. For he who eats and drinks judgment to himself, if he does not judge the body rightly. For this reason, many among you are weak and sick, and a number sleep. But if we judged ourselves rightly, we would not be judged. But when we are judged, we are disciplined by the Lord, so that we will not be condemned along with the world. So then, my brethren, when you come together to eat, wait for one another. If anyone's hungry, let him eat at home, so that you will not come together for judgment. The remaining matters, Paul says, I will arrange when I come." To the church at Corinth, Paul is telling them about observing the Lord's Supper. And there's three things that I'd like you to remember tonight before I ask someone in your vehicle in the parking lot to pray. I want you to pray in your own vehicle when I give you the instruction to do so, and then I'll come back and lead us in the Lord's Supper. But before that, I want you to remember three things about this supper tonight. Number one, the first word is remember. He said, as often as you take this bread, remember. As often as you take this cup, remember. I want you to reflect, think. As you are in this parking lot, you can look up and see that cross on top of the building. As you see that, it is there to remind us of an old rugged cross where Jesus was stretched out, where he was nailed, where he bled, and where he died. And as often as you take this bread, you remember the Lord's body and the agony that he went through, that he suffered for us, for you, for me. And then you remember that the blood came flowing down as they pierced his side with the spear, as they nailed the nails in his hands and in his feet, that the blood came flowing down. Never forget it. Never forget the broken body of Jesus, the shed blood of the Lord Jesus that he gave for you. Tonight, in a few minutes, when you take this bread and you drink this juice, you remember. Never forget what Jesus did for us. We remember tonight. But secondly, the second word that I want you to see is the word repent. Repent. Verse 28 says, "Let a man or a woman examine himself." When you come to the Lord's table to take of the bread, to take of the cup, examine yourself. Look at yourself. Is there anything in your life that you've not confessed? Is there any sin going forward you've not dealt with? Now, we're all sinners. We understand that. But if we not brought it to Jesus and asked for forgiveness of it. So make sure you examine yourself tonight. Are you at odds with a brother or a sister? Have you got something in your life you're holding to that is sinful that you've not brought to the feet of the Lord Jesus? As Ethan, as this young lady, have you trusted Christ? Make sure you are in the faith. Examine yourself that you are a Christian. If you're not saved, before you leave here tonight, get out of your car and walk up here after this service and tell us. We'll lead you to faith in Christ. You can come to Jesus tonight right here in the parking lot. We'd love you to do it. Number one, remember. Number two is the word repent. And number three is the word rejoice. Verse 26 says, as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. I want you to know tonight, Jesus is coming again. And when you believe on him, when you take this bread, you take this cup, you are proclaiming that he came the first time, but you're looking forward to his coming again. Now the sun is setting, and it's setting in the west, but the Lord Jesus is coming from the east. He will come again, and somebody should shout and rejoice, even so come, Lord Jesus, amen and amen. Tonight as we come to take the supper, remember what he did. Number two, repent of your sin. And number three, rejoice, 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 rejoice. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Now what I'd like you to do is right there in your vehicle or in your home, if you're watching on our video broadcast, I want somebody, just one person in every vehicle in the parking lot, I want one person to pray, and after you pray, then just sit quiet for a moment, and then I'll come back and lead us as we take the Lord's Supper together. So take about 60 seconds. Someone in your vehicle, you pray. I'm going to pray with my wife right here. You pray with your family. If you're by yourself, amen, you pray alone right there in your vehicle tonight. We'll pray, and then we'll come back and take the supper together. Let us pray.